This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on a Colorado religious freedom case. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The High Court will hear an appeal from a 2024 lawsuit filed against the state of Colorado by the Alliance Defending Freedom. The group is representing a counselor in Colorado Springs. Kaylee Chillis says the state law prohibiting mental health professionals from attempting to change a client's sexual orientation or gender identity during therapy sessions violates her free speech. That state law has been upheld at both the district and appeals courts levels. Chillis says the law prevents her from helping youth with, quote, integrity, and forces people into harmful medical interventions. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case on October 7th. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats will hold their state convention in Pueblo next year. It's the first time in 8 years that the party will gather in person. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Colorado Democrats have been holding their organizing meetings virtually in an effort to engage more rural members and boost attendance, and also because there haven't been a lot of contested races. The 2026 election is different. Statewide seats are open, and Democrats will likely have robust primaries. Party leaders said they chose Pueblo because of its deep union roots and tradition of working-class organizing. Last session, Democrats passed a historic labor bill to make it easier for workers to organize and form unions, but it was vetoed by Governor Polis. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The cost of goods and services in Metro Denver was up 2.1% in July compared to a year ago, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Cheaper gas prices are keeping down the overall inflation rate, while new tariffs drive up other prices. Clothing and furniture are more expensive. This is CPR News and KRCC.